Coward. You were such a coward. Glory. Fame. Songs. You had no real drive. Just arrogance. Because of you. Because of that. So many lives lost. You are a coward, Jay. Never again. I'll never run again. I will stand. I will fight. I will reconcile for my sins. With my blade. Or with my life. Oh, my love. Sorry, did I wake you? You've been awake. Why? The same reason as me. I sincerely doubt you are training, striking at demons of your past in order to be at peace. In case you're wondering, I'm losing. It's been a couple of weeks since we departed from that village of healers. Now we're just wandering from place to place. Never lingering for too long. Providing help where it's needed. Accepting the rewards for our efforts. And then we're off again. We call ourselves wandering swordsmen. But there are times where I feel as though we're just running away. I mean, I don't think that you're running away, my beloved, but I am. You're running too? From what exactly? From... Oh, yes. From the knighthood and the family that cast you out when you lost your sight. You feel the greater the distance you put between yourself and them, the further away you put yourself from what cost you your sight. I understand. I, too, am running from the demons that put me where I am today. I've told you before that night we made love. I was such an arrogant prat, drunk on the admiration of others. Living in all of the glory, that when defeat was at my back, I ran away like a coward, leaving everyone to die. I was too ashamed of myself to ever return. I still am. You find our stories similar? You lost your sight wanting to prove yourself, I remember. In the end, you were banished from ever rejoining the Knights, and your family abandoned you because they, given that you are not of political worth, and your blindness. Well, I won't go any further. While the first part of our stories is pretty similar, our end results are quite different. Unlike you, I don't have a family waiting for me, or expecting anything of me. All I had, I threw away for my own pride and avarice to make a place for myself where I had none. Meanwhile, you who wanted so badly to prove yourself, to prove you aren't worthless, to the point where you made yourself worthless. Oh, beloved, you aren't worthless. You are the most precious gem in my life. You're the first man to see the real me, not my achievements or my failings. And in doing so, here I am, hacking away at my past in hopes of growing from them. I want to ensure you never see me as the coward I once was. I've given you a sense of belonging? I've become the family you lost. Which is why you want to train with me? In the hopes that you can prove to yourself that you're more than just your sight. Oh, beloved. Listen to us. We're just sensitive little saplings who don't know the first thing about growing from who we once were. Do we train until we are exhausted? Perhaps take on jobs protecting others to hone our skills? Maybe we should hold ourselves up in a temple and seek divine inspiration. Continue as we are? You mean live as traveling swordsmen? Lending our blades to those in need of them. That's not a terrible idea. If anything, I have grown quite accustomed to lending my blade for the sake of others. Saving that village of healers 2 weeks back was the first notch in our scabbards. And we did stumble upon a town threatened for protection money just shortly after that. Both of those places now stand on their own 2 feet. I will not lie, it stroked my ego to obtain glory again. Yours too? We will need to be each other's anchors for when our arrogance succumbs to folly again. We will also need to hone one another's skills. You are very skilled. Your astute reactions make your parries deadly, but you must learn to hone your other senses to make up for your sight. I am skilled with fast strikes, but let my guard down when victory seems assured. Not only that, I don't account for my blind spots either. Not many people know this, but I do wear glasses from time to time. You saw them when I was reading one night? Well, damn. Okay, I guess that secret's out. Either way, my point is, we have many shortcomings to overcome before others can truly depend on us. You relish in seeing that future with me? You have quite the way with words, sir.
What? Once we've become the most dependable swordsmen, both to each other and others, you wish to start a family? With me? Do you mean with pet companions or a home of our own? Children? Along with pets? Oh, beloved, this is too soon. We've only just. You don't expect me to answer so soon? You would love for our story to continue first. I would love that too. More than you know. Well then, beloved, shall we continue our journey? You have a great memory. Yes, on horseback we are a day's ride from the next town. We shall gather information and see where next we may lend our blades, and gain an idea of where we'd like to make our home for when the time comes. And I do hope that day comes soon.